You are listening to KSFS Radio, San Francisco, at ksfs.sfsu.edu. KSFS is an audio service of the Broadcast and Electronic Communication Arts Department at San Francisco State University. Some rights reserved under Creative Commons license.
First Down, Episode 15, the season finale. On the night before their final show, Jason Neal and Cody Pasby went out for a night on the town to celebrate yet another successful season of First Down. Two shots of whiskey, two beers, and 38 Smirnoffs later, our two hosts were taken on a journey that sent them into a galaxy far, far away. Now, with only a few hours left before their season finale, Jason and Cody must find their way back to the KSFS studios in San Francisco before it's too late.
Head. Cody. Cody, wake up. Cody!
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Why does my head ache so damn much? What did we do last night? And where are we?
I have no idea. Okay, let's backtrack. First, we went to the bar. Then we had some beers.
Yeah.
And then we met someone. Someone, I think, kind of famous. Do you know who was it?
It was Pat Burrell.
Oh, no.
Holy crap, we met Pat Burrell at the bar, and then we blacked out.
So, I guess all those stories about Party Pat Burrell were true.
Ugh.
Note to self, never party with Pat the Bat ever again.
Yeah. Hey, look out this window. Why is it so dark outside? How long were we sleeping? Did we sleep at all? I mean, it couldn't be anywhere past... Holy crap, we're in space!
Okay. Let's just calm down.
Okay.
We're hungover.
Yeah.
We're in space.
Yep.
And we have... Uh-oh. 6 hours until the show.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It couldn't get much worse than this, right?
Well, I guess you're right. But we gotta find a way out of here. I mean, we could... What was that?
Wait, what was that?
Hey. Hey, I hear footsteps. There's people outside this door.
Okay, hold on. Just open it slowly. Who knows who or what might be out there.
Okay. I'm gonna open the door. Just be ready. Hi, everybody. Oh, whoa, whoa. No need to point the guns. We mean you no harm. Me and my friend Jason here were just wondering if somebody could help us get back to Earth. What's going on here? Huh? Run!
Oh no! Oh no!
Get out of here!
Go!
Okay. We need to find somewhere to hide, and we need to find it fast before we get shot!
Sense whatsoever.
Does it make sense? We're drunk, we're in the middle of space, and caught in a gunfight where everyone seems to have the worst aim in the universe! There's no time to make sense! Because, come on, before someone sees us. Wow. That black suit is very intimidating there, sir. But, I might go with something a little less slimming. Have you ever thought about it?
I'm so surprised. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were beamed to the ship by rebel spies. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
Plans? Look, you got the...
part of a rebel alliance and a traitor. Take her away.
Oh, her! Oh, real mature below the belt. Hey, what are you doing? Get your hands off me! Hey, Jason! Help!
Hey, get off him!
Wow. Where did you learn to do that? That was pretty impressive.
Well, actually, we just put a couple of sound clips to make it sound like I knew how to fight.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Oh, right.
Come on, let's go find those robots.
Look, there it is, right next to the Cinnabon lady.
Oh, they have a Cinnabon. Oh, you know, we can just stay here.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Hi. Hope you don't mind us joining you in this. What is this?
Escape pod.
Escape pod? Yeah. Anyway, I'm Jason Neal.
And I'm Cody Pasby. Who are you guys?
I am C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations. And this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
R2-D2? Are you sure? I swear, I know this thing from somewhere. Oh! You're that robot from Short Circuit! Yeah, Johnny Five! Holy crap, who thought we'd meet another celebrity today? Oh, man. What a crazy set of circumstances we've gotten ourselves into. Screen swipe!
Day 13. Our escape pod crash landed on some terrible desert planet. I can't recall our crash. It's all a blur to me. In fact, I can't remember home. I can't remember my family. Who am I?
Oh, cut it out. We've only been out here for an hour.
Food? Water? Wi-Fi? I need score updates! I need them! Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Man, I miss SportsCenter.
I miss... water.
Wi-Fi? Food!
The best place this is. Where do you think you're going? Well, I'm not going that way.
Wait.
It's much too rocky.
Wait.
This way is much easier.
But where are you going? Wait. Maybe R2's on to something. We should split up. We'll have a better chance of finding help.
Yeah, plus I don't think it would hurt to split up these two lovebirds here.
Go that way. You'll be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile. And don't let me catch you following me, begging for help, because you won't get it.
I'll go with R2. You go with C-3PO.
Oh, joy. Well, come on, Ian McKellen. Let's go.
Okay, R2, I think we should turn around. Maybe C-3PO was right. There's nothing here. Who's there? I know you're there. Ah! Oh no! Oh no! Hey, who are you guys? Friends of the Lollipop Kids? Are you going to take me down the yellow brick road? Hey, why are you picking me up? Where are we going? Help! Help! Hey, what is this thing? What's going on? Hey. Stop touching me there. What are you doing? Hey, I told you not to touch there. Hello? Is there anybody here? And if there is, do you know the score of the Lakers game? Hello?
Jason?
Jason! Is that you?
Cody? How'd you end up here?
Old rusty Dame Maggie Smith over there thought it might help us out. Not the case. Ugh, I don't think we're ever going to get off this damn thing. This damn desert planet. We're never going to make it to the show now.
What are we in?
Where do we... Yeah, this is ridiculous.
What?
We're doomed.
Ugh, so bright. Never thought I'd be happy to see this desert again. Hey, where are they taking us?
Looks like they're selling the droids. And that includes us, dude.
3PO, they're not going to melt us.
Don't shoot.
Why are
this
they
never end?
Hey! What do you think's doing? We're not droids, we're humans!
You, I suppose you're programmed for etiquette and protocol.
Protocol? Why, it's my primary function, sir. I am well-versed in all the customs.
I have no need for a protocol droid.
Of course you haven't, sir. Not in an environment such as this. That is why I have been programmed.
What I really need is a droid who understands the binary language of moisture evaporators.
Evaporators? Sir, my first job was programming binary load lifters, very similar to your evaporators in most respects.
Can you speak Bocce?
Of course I can, sir. It's like a second language to me. I must
All right, shut up. I'll take this.
Shutting up, sir.
Luke! Take me over to the garage, will you? I want them cleaned up before dinner.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done. Now, come on, get to it.
Come on, let's go.
Thank the Maker. This oil bath is going to feel so good.
Oh, gross. God.
In that case of dust contamination, I can barely move.
Oh,
dude. This is fair. Oh, Biggs is right. I'm never going to get out of here.
Tell me about it. We got to get back to Earth, and I have no idea how. How far are we, anyway?
Where are we is the question.
Well, if there's a bright center to the universe, you're on the planet that it's farthest from.
Well, that's certainly not encouraging. By the way, my name's Cody. That's Jason. What's your name?
You can call me Luke.
Luke? Like Luke Skywalker? Wait, is that you? Oh, no way. Like, Luke, I am your father, right?
I don't think he gets it. Who doesn't get that reference? Anyway... You think there might be any chance he could find us a way home? See, we woke up on some spaceship and then got caught up in some gun battle. These two say it's some kind of rebellion or something like that.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire? Have you been in many battles?
Well,
no. We do host a radio show, though, which is what we're trying to tell you. We need to get back to Earth. Do you know anyone who can help us?
No. Damn it! We're never going to get off this godforsaken planet!
What's this?
Hey, it's that Cinnabon lady.
What? He asked you a question. What is that?
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
They do hologram service? I'm impressed.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Oh, he says it's nothing, sir. Merely a malfunction. Old data. Pay it no mind.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
I'm afraid. I'm not quite sure,
Help
sir.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I think she was a passenger on our last voyage. A person of some importance, as I believe. Our captain was attacked.
Is there any more to this recording?
Behave yourself, R2. You're going to get us into trouble. It's all right. You can trust him. He's our new master.
You're my only hope.
He says that he is the property of Obi-Wan Kenobi, a resident of these parts. And it's a private message for him. Quite frankly, sir, I don't know what he's talking about. Our last master was Captain Antilles. But with all we've been through, this little R2 unit has become a bit eccentric.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I wonder if he means old Ben Kenobi.
I beg your pardon, sir, but do you know what he's talking about?
Well, I don't know anyone named Obi-Wan, but old Ben lives out beyond the Dune Sea. He's kind of a strange old hermit.
Well, then, let's go find him. Seems like he might be kind of important.
Plus, maybe we can get us home.
Yeah, what are we waiting for, Luke? Hey, Luke, where did he go?
Looks like he went outside to dramatically ponder his fate.
Oh.
Luke Skywalker's having a deep, reflective moment. What will your destiny be? Just use the Force, Luke.
Hey!
What?
Maybe we should stop singing and go find this Kenobi guy.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, Luke, so we gathered up a couple of creepy old guys. This one says he's Obi-Wan. This one we kind of captured. Well, that third guy, I have no idea who he is. Get the hell out of here.
Ben? Ben Kenobi?
Oh, probably that guy. Okay, Obi-Wan.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
What's going on? Is this Obi-Wan?
Some wastes are not to be traveled lightly. Tell me, young Luke, what brings you out?
This little droid. I think he's searching for his former master, but I've never seen such devotion in a droid before. He claims to be the property of an Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is he a relative of yours? Do you know who he's talking about?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time. A long time.
I think my uncle knows him. He said he was dead.
Oh, he's not dead. Not yet.
Well, you know him?
Well, of course I know him. He's me. I haven't gone by the name of Obi-Wan since all before you were born.
Well, then, the droid does belong to you.
Don't seem to remember ever owning a droid.
Well, probably should have known you were the Obi-Wan, what with that inexplicably British accent and the wise man beard. And, you know, not to mention that stuff you were saying about Luke's dad in the Clone Wars and all.
Oh, my father didn't fight in the wars. He was a navigator on a spice freighter.
That's what your uncle told you. He didn't hold with your father's ideals, thought he should have stayed here and not gotten involved.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And a cunning warrior. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me, I have something here for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough. But your uncle wouldn't allow it. He feared you might follow old Obi-Wan on some damn fool idealistic crusade like your father did.
What is it?
Your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. Not as clumsy or random as a blaster. An elegant weapon for a more civilized age. For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. Before the Dark Times. Before the Empire.
How did my father die?
A young Jedi named Darth Vader, who was a pupil of mine until he turned to evil, helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights. He betrayed and murdered your father. Now the Jedi are all but extinct. Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force.
The Force?
Now, the Force is what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
Force. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Well, you heard the woman. Let's go to Alderaan. And you know, make a pit stop at Earth on the way. Maybe hit up a 7-Eleven, get some snackage, drop us off. You'll be on your way?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, if I ever heard one.
You must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
Okay.
Alderaan? I'm not going to Alderaan. I better get home. It's late. I'm in port as it is.
I need your help, Luke. She needs your help. I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
So I can't get involved. I've got work to do. It's not that I like the Empire. I hate it, but there's nothing I can do about it right now. Such a long way from here.
That's your uncle talking.
Boy, my uncle. How am I ever going to explain this?
Learn about the Force, Luke.
Look, I can take you as far as Anchorhead. You can get a transport there to Mos Eisley or wherever you're going.
You must do what you feel is right, of course.
Hey! There's that big-ass car we were in. Oh, man. The hell happened to it?
Like the sand people did this all right. Look, there's gaffy sticks, bantha tracks. It's just, I've never heard of them hitting anything this big before.
They didn't. But we are meant to think they did. These tracks are side by side. Sand people always ride single file to hide their numbers.
These are the same Jawas that sold us R2 and 3PO.
And these... Blast points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
But why would Imperial troops want to slaughter Jawas?
Maybe those robots?
Uh-oh.
If they traced the robots here, they may have learned who they sold them to, and that would lead them back home.
Oh, wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
Hold on, Luke! We're coming with you! Oh no. The whole house is destroyed.
They got him. Those damn stormtroopers got him. Just remember what your uncle said to you, Luke. With great power comes great.
Wrong movie.
Oh, jeez.
There's nothing you could have done, Luke, had you been there. You'd have been killed, too. And the droids would now be in the hands of the Empire.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
And, well, we still want to get home, and we've tagged along this far, so, what the hell?
precisely a spaceport, you will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Well, obviously you've never been to Dodger Stadium. Booyah!
All right, that was our most popular tune, the Cantina Band song. We are the Cantina Band. Our new album is available for $6.99 right next to the stage, and we will be signing copies after the show. Now we're going to play a track off of our new album. It's called... Okay, Cantina Band song it is. All right, boys, ready?
All right, so let's figure out what Luke and this Obi-Wan guy are doing and hop on with them. That seems to be our best bet.
No way! Hey, bartender, can I get 2 beers? Thanks. That Obi-Wan guy believes in magic and fairy tales. These are getting too serious around here. We just gotta find a way out. What the hell is this? Why is everything on this planet purple and served in tall plastic cups? Jeez, we gotta get off this place somehow. Good God, what's wrong with your face?
He doesn't like
you. Oh, what's wrong with your face?
I don't like you either. You just watch yourself. We're wanted men. I have the death sentence on 12, sister.
Well, I'm banned for visiting Canada, but I don't go around bragging about
it. You'll be dead.
This little one's not worth the effort. Come, let me get you something.
Oh, yep, that's a severed arm on the ground. Thanks, old man.
Alright. See? Let's stick with this old man.
Chewbacca here is first mate on a ship that might suit us.
Han Solo. I'm Captain Millennium Falcon.
And you're Indiana Jones! Seriously, an honor to meet you. We're huge fans.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship.
Fast ship? You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, no, but we have heard of Air Force One. Loved you in that one. Very underrated movie.
Should I have?
It's a ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I've outrun Imperial starships. Not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man. What's the cargo?
Only passengers. And no questions asked.
What is it, some kind of local trouble?
Let's just say we'd like to avoid any Imperial entanglements.
Well, that's the real trick, isn't it? And it's going to cost you something extra. 10,000, all in advance.
Well, it's a hefty price, but if you can get us home...
10,000? I almost buy our own ship for that.
Shut up, Luke!
But who's going to fly it, kid? You?
You bet I could. I'm not such a bad pilot myself. I'm not just sitting here listening.
We can pay you 2,000 now, plus 15 when we reach Alderaan.
It's that 15? Are you out of your mind, old man? You probably grew up during
17.
The Depression.
Okay, you guys got yourselves a ship. We'll leave as soon as you're ready. Docking Bay 94.
94. The ship's as fast as he's boasting. We ought to do well.
That's the ship?
What a piece of junk.
She'll make 0.5 past light speed. She may not look like much, but she's got it where it counts, kid. I've made a lot of special modifications myself.
It looks like
but
a chewed frisbee.
We're a rush, so if you'll just get on board, we'll get out of here.
Stop that ship! Blast up!
Whoa! Get in! Get in!
Oh, jeez.
I'd forgotten how much I hate space travel.
like an Imperial cruiser. Our passengers must be hotter than I thought. Try and hold them off. Angle a deflector shield while I make the calculations for the jump to light speed. Take a few moments to get the coordinates from the Nava computer.
You kidding? The rate they're gaining?
Traveling through hyperspacing like dust in crops, boy. Without precise calculations, we'd fly right through a star or bounce too close to a supernova and then it'd end your trip real quick, wouldn't it?
What's that flashing?
Losing a deflector shield.
Don't strap yourselves in. I'm going to make a jump to light speed.
Yeah, Luke, stop questioning Indy. Get strapped in!
Okay, R2, your turn. Your top five desert island movies. Go.
Go. Biodome with Pauly Shore? Damn, R2, I thought you'd have better taste than that.
Are you all right? What's wrong?
I felt a great disturbance in the Force. As if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I fear something terrible has happened.
Well, that's why you put your Depends on before we jump into light speed, old man.
Stand by, Chewie. Here we go. Cutting the sublight engines. What the? We come out of hyperspace to a meteor shower, some kind of asteroid collision. Not on any of the charts.
What's going on?
Our position's correct, except no Alderaan.
What do you mean? Where is it?
So I'm trying to tell you, kid, it ain't there. It's been totally blown away.
What? How?
Destroyed by the Empire.
The entire Starfleet couldn't destroy the whole planet. It'd take 1,000 ships with more firepower than I've...
Yeah.
There's another ship coming in.
Maybe they know what happened.
It's an Imperial fighter.
That's
not good.
No, it's a short-range fighter.
There aren't any bases around here. Where did it come from?
Sure is leaving in a big hurry. If they identify us, we're in big trouble.
Not if I can help it. Chewie, jam its transmissions.
It would be as well to let it go. It's too far out of range.
Not for long.
Fighter that size couldn't get this deep into space on its own.
He must have gotten lost, been part of a convoy or something.
Well, he ain't going to be around long enough to tell anybody about us.
Look at him, he's heading for that small moon.
I think I can get him before he gets there. He's almost in range.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
It's too big to be a space station.
No.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
Turn the ship around.
Yeah, I think you're right. Control reverse. Chewie, lock in the auxiliary power.
Let's go home, come on. Turn it around, turn it around.
Chewie, lock in the auxiliary power.
Yeah, Chewie?
Why are we still moving towards it?
Damn it, Chewie!
It's pulling us in.
But there's gotta be something you can do.
Make
there's
nothing
I can do
with my
arm. I'm full power. I'm gonna have to shut down. You're not gonna get me without a fight.
You can't win. But there are alternatives to fighting.
Great. Now we're missing class.
Well, at least we'll have a good excuse.
True.
Clear Bay 327. We're opening the magnetic field.
We gotta hide somewhere before they find us. Quick! Hide right under here!
Oh god. The light speed made me...
Hold it together, Jason! You're MJ! Game 5! 97 Finals! The Flu Gang! You got this! Shh!
There's no one on board, sir. According to the log, the crew abandoned ship right after takeoff. It must be a decoy, sir. Several of the escape pods have been jettisoned.
Have you found any droids?
No, sir. If there were any on board, they must also have jettisoned.
Send a scanning crew aboard. I want every part of this ship checked.
Yes, sir.
I sense something. A presence I've not felt since...
Get me a scanning crew in here on the double. I want every part of this ship checked.
Mm. Oh, God, I felt like I was living in Michael Moore's pants!
Boy, it's lucky you had these compartments.
Use them for smuggling. I never thought I'd be smuggling myself in them. This is ridiculous. Even if I could take off, I'd never get past the tractor beam.
Leave that to me.
Damn fool, I knew that you were gonna say that.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
Hey, there are those guys who can't hit a shot.
Who, the Golden State Warriors? Bazing!
No, those troopers. Maybe if we disguised ourselves.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Hey, down there. Could you give us a hand with this?
TK-421, why aren't you at your post?
TK-421,
do you copy?
Yeah, we're having some, we're kind of in a hairy situation. No pun intended. I mean, there's no Wookiee here.
Take over, we've got a bad transmitter. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem, yes. Right.
We found the computer outlet, sir.
Plug in. He should be able to interpret the entire Imperial network.
Oh, dude, is that like a robot wiener that hacks a computer?
Man, the future is awesome.
He says he's found the main controls to the power beam that's holding the ship here. He'll try to make the precise location appear on the monitor.
The tractor beam is coupled to the main reactor in 7 locations. A power loss at one of the terminals will allow the ship to leave.
I don't think you boys can help. I must go alone.
Whatever you say. I've done more than I bargained for on this trip already.
I want to go with you.
Be patient, Luke. Stay and watch over the droids.
But he can...
They must be delivered safely, or other star systems will suffer the same fate as Alderaan. Your destiny lies along a different path from mine.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Wow, really touching words from the Church of Latter-day Sci-Fi Nutjobs. Dude, that guy's crazy, that old man. Why do you keep listening to him?
Ben is a great man.
Yeah, great at getting us into trouble.
I didn't hear you give any ideas.
Well, anything's better than just hanging around waiting for him to pick us up.
Who do you think... What is it?
I'm afraid I'm not quite sure, sir. He says I found her and keeps repeating she's here.
Well, who... Who is he found?
Princess Leia.
The princess? She's here?
Princess?
Where is she?
Princess, what's going on?
Oh, she's this lady who makes cinnamon rolls or something. You wouldn't understand.
Level 5, detention block AA-23. I'm afraid she's scheduled to be terminated.
Oh, no. We've got to do something.
Wait a minute. We're the ones you need to help. We got dragged into this mess and you got to get us out.
Yeah, we're not leaving this area until we know we're getting home.
Yeah.
But they're gonna kill her!
And we're not gonna make it to our small college radio show, but you don't see me crying!
Is it worth it? I have no idea.
She's rich.
Rich? I like it.
Rich enough to get
rich.
Us home?
Powerful. Listen, if you were to rescue her, the reward would be more wealth than you can imagine.
And we'll get home.
You will.
All right, kid. What's your plan?
The three of you, hand me those binders there, will you? Okay. Now, I'm gonna put these on you. Okay. Han, you put those on.
Don't worry, Chewie. I think I know what he has in mind.
Master Luke, sir, pardon me for asking, but what should Arto and I do if we're discovered here?
Lock the door.
And hope they don't have blasters.
That isn't very reassuring.
This is not gonna work.
Why didn't you say so before?
I did say so before.
The stormtrooper suit is making me chafe.
This is not good.
Where are you taking this thing?
Prisoner transfer from cell block 1138.
I wasn't notified. I'll have to clear it.
Get him!
Look out, he's loose!
They're full of bark!
I'll get him!
That was a close one. Don't hit me!
Watch out!
Hold on! You guys haven't hit anything. What's going on?
They keep missing!
Why?
Why do they keep missing?
I'm behind the Wookiee. Maybe he'll save us.
We gotta find out which cell this princess of yours is in. Here it is. 2187. You go and get her. I'll hold him here.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad up.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak, very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Boring conversation anyway.
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Hello, nurse! Woo!
I like.
A little short for a stormtrooper.
Huh? Oh, the uniform.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
You're who?
I'm here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
Come on.
What's your left?
Wait.
They went down the cell bank.
Come on, go!
Get out that way.
Looks like you managed to cut up our only escape route.
Maybe you'd like it back in your cell, Your Highness.
C-3PO! C-3PO! Are there any other ways out of the cell bay? We've been cut off! What was that? I didn't come!
I said all systems have been alerted to your presence, sir. The main entrance seems to be the only way in or out. All other information on your level is restricted.
Open up in there. Open up in there.
Oh, no.
There isn't any other way out. I can't hold off forever. Now what?
Some rescue. Came in here. Didn't you have a plan for getting out?
He's the brains. We are.
Why did...
What the hell are you doing?
Somebody has to save our skins.
What the?
Into the garbage, you flyboy.
No.
No. Oh.
Not a good idea.
Oh, I guess we have to. See you in there.
Michael Moore's pets again.
Get in there, you big dummy. I don't care what you smell. Get in there and don't worry about it. Wonderful girl.
Jason, jump in!
No!
Get in there!
Get in!
Oh, my.
Oh, God!
Like Michael Moore's pants.
Oh!
Twice that.
What a really wonderful idea! What an incredible smell you've discovered!
What was that? Are these walls... closing in?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Wow, real original Ford. I thought you could do better than that.
Indiana.
Oh, God.
The walls are broken.
Don't just stand there and try and brace it with something.
What she said.
Come on! Oh, no!
Wow, this is how I'm gonna die? Getting squished?
This is how it's gonna end!
Help me!
Oh, no. Not good.
Oh, God!
Save us!
It smells so bad and I can barely fit!
Don't worry about the smell!
Now I know how Lamar Odom feels every night in bed!
3PO!
Good one!
3PO! 3PO!
3PO!
You're on top! Where could he be? 3PO! 3PO, will you come in?
Help!
3PO!
One thing's for sure, we're all gonna be a lot thinner.
Thanks, Harrison.
Well, at least there's that.
Get on top of it!
I'm trying!
Are you there, sir?
3PO?
3PO!
We've had some problems.
Will you shut up and listen to me? Shut down all the garbage smashers on the detention level, will you? Do you call me? Shut down all the garbage smashers on the detention level!
Ah! Oh,
no! The garbage smashers on the detention level!
Ah! Calm
down, hurry!
Hurry!
I didn't even get to say goodbye.
Huh? It stopped! It stopped!
A robot saved us. Enough.
It's all my fault, my poor
Freddy,
master.
We're all right. You did great. Hey, open the pressure main. That's on you. Where are we? 3-2-6-3-8-2-7.
For you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
The ship all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it. They ran into us.
Just hope the old man got the tractor beam out of commission. Now's our chance. Go!
Go, 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 go!
Ben?
Hey! It's that old coot! Ben, come on! We gotta go! Hey, why is he putting his sword down? Ben, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, he disappeared.
No!
Ah!
Oh, no, they're shooting at us again.
Get on the ship now! Come on!
I'm going to hide in that little thing.
Come on! Come on! Come on!
Back to the door, kid!
Wow!
Hey! Door!
Run, Dad. Luke, run.
Did anyone else hear the old man?
Man, what was that?
I hope that old man got that tractor beam out of commission, or this is going to be a real short trip. Okay, hit it!
That was fast. You know what, Cody? I don't think we're ever getting home. We might as well just stick with this crew.
No. No way am I staying with a walking hairbrush and an effeminate cyborg for the rest of my life. We'll find a way out of this. Just keep going along with this. We'll make it home. Somehow.
You're safe. When we heard about Alderaan, we feared the worst.
We have no time for SARS, Commander. You must use the information in this R2 unit to help plan the attack. It's our only hope.
The battle station is heavily shielded and carries a firepower greater than half the Starfleet. Its defenses are designed around a direct, large-scale assault. A small, one-man fighter should be able to penetrate the outer defense.
Yeah, question. Hi. My friend and I are not capable of flying a spaceship, let alone one...
asking, sir, but what good are snub fighters going to be against that?
Well, the Empire doesn't consider...
You said just go with it, right? Maybe if we went along with this, we can fly these ships home.
Well, that might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, but it beats my idea.
What was it?
Capture all the Wookiees and force them into a Wookiee football league. We'd be millionaires. But yeah, your idea's better.
You're required to maneuver straight down this trench and skim the surface to this point. The target area is only 2 meters wide. It's a small thermal exhaust port right below the main port. The shaft leads directly to the reactor system. A precise hit will start a chain reaction which should destroy the station. Only a precise hit will set up a chain reaction. The shaft is ray shielded, so you'll have to use proton torpedoes.
That's impossible, even for a computer.
It's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
Yeah, it's not impossible. You used to bullseye womp rats. Show off.
Then man your ships, and may the Force be with you.
The Force? I hope it is with me.
All wings report in.
Red 10 standing by.
Red 7 standing by.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 9 standing by.
Red 24. Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
Red 2 standing by.
Red 11 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
Get it. Heard the numbers before.
Mark has foils in attack position.
We're passing through the magnetic field.
Hold tight.
Put your deflectors on double front.
Look at the size of that thing.
That's what she said.
Accelerate to attack speed.
This is it, boys.
Red Leader, this is Gold Leader.
I copy, Gold Leader. We're starting
for the target shaft now.
That's what she said.
I'm going to cut across the axis nice. And try and hold their fire.
They set up these things perfectly.
We're going in!
Heavy fire, boss. 23 degrees.
I see it. Stay low.
Red 5, I'm going in.
It's not to share the shooting at all, this.
No.
Are you all right?
I got a little cooked, but I'm okay.
Look out, Jason! I got your back!
Oh, jeez! Shoot him!
From the right side of that deflection tower.
I'm on it.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
The fat guy's name is Porkins!
I've got a problem here.
Eject!
I can hold it!
Pull up!
No, I'm all right!
Porkins!
No!
No! No! Porkins! No!
Luke, trust your feelings.
Why is he always there?
Yeah, can anyone else hear that?
Squad leaders, we've picked up a new group of signals. Enemy fighters coming your way.
Here they come.
What?
It's behind us.
Look out!
Watch it, you've got one on your tail.
If you pick one up, watch it.
I can't see it.
Shake him off!
Tight.
Faster!
Shake. I'll be right there.
The exhaust port is
marked and locked in.
Switch all power to
front deflector screen. Switch all
power to front deflector screen.
How many guns do you think, Gold 5?
Say about 20 guns. Some on the surface, some on the towers.
Switch to targeting computer.
Computer's locked. Getting a signal. The guns, they've stopped. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.
They're coming in.
Three marks at 210. Maneuver.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Loosen up.
Gold 5 to Red Leader. Lost Tyree, lost touch.
I copy, Gold Leader.
It came from behind.
Oh,
this is not good.
Looks like you gotta go in the trenches, Luke.
To keep those fighters off our back.
Right with you, boss.
We got your back here.
Luke, at that speed, yep. Would you be able to pull out in time?
That's what she
like
said.
Like Beggar's Canyon back home.
Just stay back far enough to cover you.
My scope shows the tower, but I can't see the exhaust port.
Are you sure the computer can hit it?
Watch yourself. Free speed, full throttle.
What about that tower?
You worry about those fighters. I'll worry about the tower.
Use the Force, Luke. Let go, Luke.
The Force is strong in this one.
Luke, trust me.
Stop that.
Luke, did you hear that? Oh, did you hear the Obi-Wan? I think he's... What are you doing, Luke?
His computer's off.
Why is
Luke,
the computer
you switched
moving?
Off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm all right.
You seem crazy to me.
All right, we got you, Luke. We got your back here.
I lost R2.
How dare you? Shoot R2.
Rebel base in range.
You may fire when ready.
Commence primary ignition.
I have you now.
Look out!
No.
What?
Yahoo! Look out!
Indy!
Save us.
You came back!
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Uh-oh. Get out of the trench! This thing's gonna blow!
Faster!
Hey, Jason!
Yep, yeah?
I found the GPS on this thing!
Finally!
Set coordinates for San Francisco! Let's go!
I'm right behind you!
The globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
It's First Down with Jason Neal and Cody Patton.
This is a journey.
Oh, God. Hello! And welcome to First Down here on KSFS. I am Cody Pasby.
I'm Jason Neal.
And we... Wait a minute.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on.
The show's over?
Wait, this can't be true.
We missed the show?
That whole thing, and we still didn't make it?
It's over. I can't believe it.
Damn.
Well, Jason.
Yes.
At least we can say... our thank yous and goodbyes for what has been, other than missing an entire season finale today.
Oh, jeez.
Been a very successful season. So, at this point, folks, we're going to wrap it up because we had a problem with some Wookiees and some robots and
robot.
Yeah, we almost died a couple times, and we're just lucky to be here. It was just... Quite an interesting... We're lucky to even be at the KSFS studios.
We're lucky to have made it back to Earth. I wouldn't have cared to have gotten back here, just to Earth.
Well, while we're here...
Wi-Fi.
Exactly. At least we have some Wi-Fi now. We can finally find the score of the Lakers game. Well, I guess it's time to say our goodbyes. Jason, your thoughts, your final words as we send off after this fantastic season.
It has been a great season 3. I am glad... that we've had this great, great time. I would like to thank our many phone callers in.
Yep.
Especially Mr. Fusion Chamberlain.
Absolutely.
I'd have to thank Mr. Grant Brisby for calling in and
giving
us some Giants knowledge. I would have to thank the San Jose Sharks for sucking so much towards the end.
Oh, jeez.
I would also have to thank Jeff Jacoby for letting us have this fantastic opportunity. I would like to thank the main one, our many listeners out there right
Absolutely.
Now. For letting us participate and do this and have fun with it.
Absolutely. Reiterate a lot what Jason was saying. Thank you all of you who've been listening in all year, all semester since we started the show. So much for listening. We really couldn't do it without you guys. To all our friends and family who are supporting us, thank you guys so much. All our loved ones, thank you so much. Of course, a huge shout out to Jeff Jacoby.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
I mean, we just did a Star Wars show.
Just think about it.
And we can't do that anywhere else. So thank you, Jeff, for letting the inmates run the asylum a little bit, because it makes crazy radio, but it is so fun and creative.
It is so fantastic. And I would like to thank Indy for saving us.
Yes, thank you, Indiana Jones. Oh. And, well, that's it.
I can't believe it. That can't be it. No, hold on.
That's
on.
It, and that's
can't
all.
Leave. I like to, don't forget we're nominated. Can you believe that we got nominated?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago.
And it's because of you, the fans, and everyone else. So,
yeah.
As we say, that's it and that's all. I'm Cody Pasby.
I'm Jason Neal.
Thank you so much for listening to First Down.
You know what? And we'll be back in August.
That's right. And may the force be with you. We'll be back for the final season. We'll see you then.